Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Sherry Veronica of Naked Departure Radio, and with me this evening is Alex Mitchell, running for the constituency located in St. Michael South. He duly paid his nomination fee, and he is ready for election day. I think he's going to be on the road doing some canvassing, but we will let him tell you where he's going to be, and he will tell you a little bit about his portfolio. This is a half an hour show, but Alex is welcome to come back on again on Saturday, because we're giving everyone a half an hour, but you're very much welcome to come back again Saturday. We have someone scheduled for Sunday or maybe Monday next week, Alex, and we can continue this conversation if it runs on, or if you want to speak more on your subjects. Welcome into the studio, Alex.
Thank you for having me, Veronica.
You are so welcome, Alex. Anytime. It's been a long time. Now, tell us, we know what's going on in Barbados. Everyone knows the two major parties, the BDLP, as you call them, the BLP, the DLP. Mia Motley is the BLP leader, and the DLP leader is from the store, and you are the leader for Barbados Free Party. And Alex, Mr. Mitch, Bajan Free Party. And I think you have some other people that you're with at this point so that you can have a little connection with other constituencies. So please tell us, Alex, what are your plans for Barbados should you be successful in your bid to become the representative of St. Michael South?
Well, the people of St. Michael South have been living in a time loop warp where they have been fighting and having arguments over borders of land and housing and constituents and everything. Being that Fundal Stolik, the Prime Minister and the Prime Minister of St. Michael South, he hasn't really done anything for that area. So, in reality, he can't do anything because that area is not even listed in the Barbados history records, public history records. So, the people have a very tough time to even get their own houses together. A lot of the houses are falling apart. You can see termites going through them. Some people don't even have water, but they can't afford water. Some people don't have electric. You know, the meters are ripped off the house. Water meters are missing. They're having a very tough time in St. Michael South, in the whole area. I mean, they're probably living in the 1950s in most of these areas.
So what are your plans? You're stating the problems. How do you plan to alleviate that once you are successful?
The thing I've been talking about all the time is that people need to know who is the owner of the land that they're living on. The government needs to have that as public record. The people have been trapped between VAT and land tax. No, they're paying the VAT hoping that they will get a deed, but none of the people get a deed. They get a land tax bill hoping that they get a deed, which is the reverse. So once they actually get a deed to go with the land tax bill, that is the reverse, then there should be no more VAT. But since the VAT and the land tax is being collected by the government, and not the owner of the land, the people are not given any information about who really owns the land that they're on, because everything needs landowner's permission.
But these people are poor, Alex. These people are poor, and they're not really worried at this point who owns the land. I understand that that's a big issue.
That's not true.
Okay.
That's not true. They want to know because Lalong got family overseas who is sending money in for whatever, but nobody don't want to put their money on property that they know, but there may be a question about it later.
Okay. So the thing about it is that you are basically you're independent because you haven't amassed 20-30 people to fill up the whole slot and take over the government.
No, I'm not independent. That terminology for independent is used for single persons who doesn't have a party name or affiliated with a party, who just want to go do their own individual thing,
mm-hmm.
right? So we are the Beijing Free Party, and right now only three of the original 15 made it to the end because the employers don't allow the employees to take time off to even go, not even to say to nominate somebody, but to witness the nomination process. So you have to have people who are unemployed, home doing nothing, that say that they will go with you from the time limit of 10 till 3. And that's it. It's very hard. I had 6 backup people. I had 4 people. Only 2 showed up. The 6th backup didn't show up. And I had to find 2 people to witness the nomination and the second nomination in order to get through this particular time. But I was there, the first person in and the first person out.
But anyone looking at that, Alex, let me get in here. This is an interview. Anyone looking at that would say that's a pretty weak start. You've been talking about this now for years. I've known you now for years. And this is something that you've envisioned now for years. And then to have to go at the last minute and find 2 people. Why didn't you have a whole neighborhood there waiting for you? Because they're so staunch.
The whole neighborhood. The neighborhood what you think in your head is not reality.
Okay.
Most of the people in Barbados either a C or D. Right now, B's and D's are spending money. All right? Even the people next door to me, left and right, they have the people in a give-me-money attitude. Some people wanted money just to go witness a nomination.
Right.
Some people want money just to nominate you. Everybody wants money now for everything. When you have the BLP and the DLP saying, hey, take the money. If they offer you money, take the money. So since they hear that, they think it's okay if it's coming from the prime minister, who's a lawyer, and another lawyer who's about taking the money. Now, everybody wants money for everything. So I don't even know if there's any more good Samaritans in Barbados because everybody's going to want money to help across the street. They might want money to, to help you fix the flat tire on the side of the road or to get a lift. Everybody needs money right now. So they're going to give me or go away. No mentality. Nobody's looking to help you for anything for free. No, kindness costs money today. And people are in a desperate state.
Wow. So your other 2 party members, what constituencies are they vying for?
Well, we have in Lou Free or St. Michael Northeast. She's running against me and Motley. I posted her on Every Party page on Facebook. And we have John Wayne Scantlebury for St. Philip South, who's running against the Attorney General. So the 3 seats that we have, and I'm running in St. Michael South against Prime Minister Fuzzle Stewart. So we got the Prime Minister's covered, the potential Prime Minister cover, and the Attorney General cover. So we have the 3 top people that we're running against.
That's very, very, very ambitious. What do you think is, what are your prospects? What are you thinking on a clear day? I'm not talking about being in the cloud. I'm talking about on a clear day, you are thinking logically. What do you think your prospects are for getting these 3 seats or maybe 2 or maybe 1? What do you think your prospects are?
Well, my prospects for me is that I hope enough people wake up before election. We are still in news block. The Electoral Boundaries Commission just posted my 2 candidates as independent instead of Beijing Free Party. So we have to go to Barbados today to try to get a message out because Answer Taylor at the Boundaries Commission, I don't know what she's doing over here. I don't know if I'm the only person, but I'm one of the few candidates and party that's having problems with the people. So we have to go to Barbados today because the body commission ain't listening. They're not doing their job, and it's a basic show about the government here does not work, even for the election. So I just hope that enough people wake up, and whoever wins, if we don't, that they ask the tough questions is, who's going to sign this UDC or any deeds that we have? You know, when are we going to move from land rent to land ownership after 50 years of VAT? Because they say that they don't want to use the VAT as part of the fact. fabric of Barbados when that was a mere motley on and off the 1997 creation, and that was supposed to be temporary. And in their temporariness, they saw that this whole process should not take more than 18 months to move the people on the dimension land from land rent to land ownership, to have a title deed and a land tax bill that matches so they can move forward with their equity and all the different things that you can use a land title deed for.
So if your party does not win, who would you rather, the DLP or the BLP or the UPP, the Solutions Barbados? Who would you rather be in there? Who would you? You're back in Barbados now. I know you're a traveling man, you're a businessman, and how is your belly filled? What party do you think could be in there that you could go to the supermarket and get enough food and fill your stomach without the constant degrading of your dollar? Who would you want to be in there?
None of them. Because I see who they are. I look at it. I already dealt with Solutions President, and he is bent focused on what we call managing fraud and Ponzi. And he doesn't really care about the criminality and the money missing and that. He just wants to move forward with over $1 billion missing between two parties. So to me, and when I look at their slogan, I see yellow and blue and a white trident. I don't see a black trident. There's no black in their poster or their mantelpiece that they have a trend of who they are. Barbados has a black trident. Beijing Free Party represents justice and a full trident, unbroken trident. And Solutions Barbados has a white trident. So, I mean, there's no way. UPP is a breakoff from the BLP and the DLP, who is just another lawyer, who still don't want to deal with the issue of massive land fraud and fraud to tell you why the banks to leave. If they correct the situation and replace the more than 95 plantations that are missing from Barbados history that we still live on, including British Hill and Black Rock, then we can have investments, which will create the favorite one. None of them want to deal with them, but they and their friends have to go to jail in Barbados. And the High Commission and the DPP need to do their work. The false squad said that this would take 5 years from 2009. That'll be 9 years later. So, I mean, what's going on? Nobody's moving. Nobody's doing anything. They just have the Barbados sink. So by the next time you see the Barbados flag, instead of you having a trident, you're going to have a spear because the two sides are going to be gone. That's how bad it is. So it's past more broken than moving from a trident to a spear. Okay? So I don't see neither one of them. The closest people to us mentally is Ben. If we had enough seats and we could make a difference, we would join with BIM, not under the BIM heading, but join as part of the coalition, and they can keep their heading, and we keep our heading, and we work together, moving forward together. Any other party? No.
How many from BIM is in there?
BIM got 8 in. 8 out of the 10 that they want to win.
Okay.
Some of their people didn't get it.
So what do you think about Natalie's bid for Bridgetown, Barbados?
I think that she, wants to do something positive, but once again, she can't do anything unless they recognize who actually owns the land in the city, and that's the problem again. So the only thing that I'm afraid of is the fact that Natalie's history and the people who are above her, if they bring her in, if she wins, that they may offer her $1 million or $2 million in a home somewhere in St. Philip, and she may lose her way.
Well, she's not. She said it repeatedly. She's not about the money. But let me ask a question. And oh my God, go ahead because I actually forgot my question. Go ahead. Oh yes, I remember my question. You said that you don't know how effective it will be in the city because you don't think that she knows who owns the land in the city. Can you? concerned about?
Well, I'm concerned about the whole concept. The land that you're talking about is Tenterton Plantation, 73 acres, sold by F. Aline to Beatrice Evangeline Kevin Henry, passed on to Violet Caroline Agard, Agard Beckles, to Alex Mitchell and three other heirs, at which I am the executor and trustee of the estate. So whoever wins the city, and they want to help the people in the city, they have to contact me, because the government don't want to recognize. That's why the $60 million that came in from the IDP.
So you have a stake also in the Hilton, that land in that area. What do you think about what do you think about the cancellation? Why do you think it was the cancellation? How do you think that is going to work out?
Because before any white person, any black person, $80 million or whatever dollars, they have to do a clear title search. And that land, as far as I'm concerned, I have the deed, which is a 1930 John Beckles deed of 190 acres that was sold to Beatrice Henry to Violet Beckles.
So you're saying you think that's the holder and not maybe all the mudslinging? You don't think it's a timing of elections? You think it's because there's no clear title to that particular space?
Well, the thing is, when they wanted to build the Hyatt, it's on the same land, the same plantation land, the Bay Plantation. And I contacted Hyatt and let them know that if they endorse or they do any building on that land and it shows out that the government never bought it and it's not clear title, I'll be taking possession of it. So during that period of time, it appears that they may not want to risk their $100 million after the MOF added another NSLRL tax or whatever it is, which now would have cost them, instead of $100 million, it might have cost them $110 million. So it was cheaper to buy the Hilton Plantation. I don't have to worry about any approvals or zonings or historical sites. So they went straight for there. So when they go straight for there and they want to do a deal, I don't know if the Minister of Finance is putting a ploy on the white rich party. Yeah, go ahead. We'll take you $80 million. And if Mr. Mitchell and the rest of the, third, fourth parties or whatever you want to put gets in, and they find out, they'll take you back, and the white people lose their money.
Okay.
So I don't know if the Minister of Finance is playing a trick with them, but all they got to do is do a clear title search.
Okay. In the meanwhile, what do you think about what's going on with Mia Motley, Owen Arthur, Fonda Stewart, Chris Sinclair, and the derailment? It seems as though they want to derail her gains that she has as being the next prime minister of Barbados. What do you think about do you like dirty politics? Do you think that everything is good and fair in politics? When you're running, anything should be tolerated because that's just the arena you're in. What do you think about the dirty mudslinging, and especially when the DLP seems to have their rallies, it's all about Mia, Mia, Mia. What do you think about that?
All of that is a distraction. People walk around with T-shirts that Mia cares. Mia didn't care about Violet Beckles. She didn't care about anybody. She only cared about herself, right? So all of that is true politics in the media, distractions from the facts and the causes of the economy of Barbados and the situation that they're in now. We need to ask them questions and get answers. Right now, they're wasting time, not answering questions, not dealing with the real issues, so that they can post in the election with everybody laughing with a T-shirt and a red hat. Their goal is the BLP or the DLP win. That's it. They don't want no SP, no UPP, no KGB, no BFP, nobody. So that is what they do. And then when they feel nice and hyped up, right, they want them to vote for either the B or the D, because they will continue to cover up. They will continue to cover up. The other parties, if they get in and they really want to do clean business, they will seek the law, rule of law, they will seek the clear title, they will look for them to put back the history so they can actually see what's going on. So all of that in the media is just a waste of time. The newspapers today is not even 12 pages folded in half to make 24. And if you take out the that's just distraction. And these people like to get up and say, I mean, I got dancing like that in the boxing ring. And they're cheering and carrying on. They're not. This is real life. They better put their heads on. They better think. They better dream on it. Both of those who feel that they're religious better pray on it. Because me promised them a tough road ahead. It doesn't have to be a tough road. When you vote for a criminal and he robs you, what do you expect? If you vote for a crook and they rob you, what do you expect? If you vote for a madman and everybody in the house is dead, what do you expect? So they're getting, they're seeing, and they have proof for the last 10 and 14 years exactly what these people are about. And if these so-called smart Barbadians in Barbados don't wake up, they will go down in history as the dumbest bunch of people on the planet. Point blank, the world is watching to see how this slave master mentality experiment is being handed out. And exactly, so I mean, from the time you started your show, I mean, I tried to hold off not to say anything, but this election will let you know if they're truly slaves, in slavery, or just idiots. Plain and simple. After, what, my thing is, what power will Mia have if she wins 2 weeks from now that Fundo don't have today, or 90 days ago, or 6 months ago, or 4 years, or 9 years ago? You think that there's something magical that Mia can do? All she can do is cover up her crimes that she helped put in place. You know, with Carl Williams and Sir Richard L. Cheltenham. Both of these sirs, and Sir David Simmons from the Supreme Court. These three top sir criminals is what allowed this to go on. They even started teaching the new lawyers that you only have to go back 20 years and you can do what you got to do. But banks who want to release their money need 70 years. They can't even launch when in person. Everybody's watching them. The new Scotland Yard is supposed to be here. The CIA, the FBI, everybody's in Barbados watching these criminals.
Well, I mean, I don't understand who you're calling criminals because even your prime minister told even the prime minister of Barbados told the people take the money and vote for whatever you want to vote for. So, I mean. But let me ask you a question. This is a scenario. Let's say that the worst type case scenario, the D as in dog, DLP, gets back in. Could you continue to live in Barbados? To talk to me, if the DLP gets back in, what would you say?
Well, if the DLP gets back in, it's telling you that they have approved of all the tax, all the VAT, all the increases in the water, the electric, everything. They agreed to everything, which means then that they can continue and do even more. Remember, you're not a victim if you consent. If they vote for the DLP, that means that they consent and they will get more pain. But this means that they have a very high pain level tolerance. And that's the answer I will give you for the DLP if they vote for them back in again. Because I remember a man yelling at Madison Phillip, and he told me, no matter what, I want to hear you say what we say in public. And even the following day later when we had a meeting, and I said everything in public, he said he still voted for the DLP. So these older generation people are the ones who got favor. Maybe they have a warm house and they never got a wood house, so they really don't care. They're going for favor. You know, so they already got bribed a long time ago, so they're still obligated. It's the children and the grandchildren to vote for their own economy and their own future away from their parents and their grandparents. But there's still people today saying there's a where there is a political candidate running who asks them for their ID card. You know, so they're back to their old games again. The same crime as last time, they're still doing today. they're going past 9 inches. So let them keep going.
Okay, so can you tell the people where you're going to be for your next, where they can hear you speak, and when are you going to put your manifesto online?
Well, I put a part of the manifesto online a few months ago, and it's probably further back in all the information there. But I am trying to finish that up as we speak, because there's some adjustments that have to be made. Well, actually, things added, nothing changed, things added. I didn't want to make it too long and drawn out. But people, you know, it was too long because it used to lie and really not getting what they are looking for. I'm supposed to have a meeting tomorrow at Gunsight in Brazil, here at Gunsight Road. That's supposed to be for the 18th. I'll see if that's going to happen or not. I'm still waiting in on the letter to be completed and handed to the police to see if they will approve it or not, but we'll be there. And then we'll be down in the Bayland at the Grotto on the 19th. We're supposed to be down in the Bayland itself in Field Street, Field area. There's a road there called Field on the 19th, and then we will go up to the Valerie on the 20th. So I'm saying that from members, so I'll see if that is where it's really going to be.
Yeah, you can always put it up on your Bay Jonathan Free Party site, can't you?
Yes, that's what we'll do. And we had one over in St. James the other night, and not two but four police were there, and they were riding in their boots. And some people was watching and reporting back, and they thought that I was very honest in what I was saying, because I called every name that I could remember for the 2 hours that I spoke.
Do you have a video? Is there a video of that that you could also put on your site?
No. There's no video of it. There's no video. There's a picture that I was there.
But shouldn't you have people taking videos of your rallies?
Yes, I should. But I don't have the people don't have that much space on their phone. You know, people. You can only ask people to do things. You can't make them do things. And remember where I'm staying, right? And to get that done, you know, you have to pay somebody to do it. There's a piece of video that Eric put in, but I haven't seen it anywhere. I don't know if he put it up. You know, but they came. They didn't come early enough to get the full guts of what I was saying. But the tourists and the people over by Jordan's supermarket and the police and the spies that were there.
Yeah, but that's not, you need to get some.